Episode 4, The Three Reiki Pillars. In the last episode, we discussed the five principles of Reiki. In order to follow these principles on a daily basis, Dr. Macau, the founder of Reiki, outlined three Reiki pillars. These pillars concern themselves in keeping your body, mind and spirit at optimal health, which then allow you to follow the five Reiki principles more easily. After all, it's difficult to let go of anger, be kind to others, or be grateful for your blessings. If you're in mental anguish or physical pain. So let's go through the three pillars. Pillar number one, the Reiki body. Dr. Macau often referred to the human body as the temple of the spirit. You should treat your body with the same reverence as a temple, with great respect and care. Dr. Macau practiced Kiko, a Japanese form of Qigong, which uses repetitive coordinated breathing and movement. You should also practice a form of exercise that utilizes Qi, such as Tai Chi or yoga, so you keep your body in perfect health with optimal levels of Qi. Ideally, you'll be exercising every day. But if that's not possible, aim for 3 to 4 times a week. Pillar number two, the Reiki mind. Looking after the human mind is as important as looking after the body. Dr. Macau would do this by meditating every day. You should also try to incorporate meditation into your daily routine, even if you can only spare 10 to 15 minutes. Especially because we now have such busy, stressful lifestyles. Meditate on a daily basis, and you'll be stunned at how much more relaxed you become, even in the face of adversity. Pillar number three, the Reiki soul or spirit. We touched on positive anger in the last episode, and how this type of anger can be a good thing, as it provides the fire and motivation to change and rectify wrongdoing. However, even positive anger needs to be channeled correctly. Otherwise, it will still lead to low levels of Qi inside you. Dr. Macau said that we should focus on caring for society. Remember, in Reiki, everything and everyone is connected by the universal life force. To care for others is to care for ourselves. This is the perfect way to channel positive anger. If you feel outraged by certain problems in this world, such as child poverty, homelessness, abuse, etc., look for opportunities to volunteer with charities and organizations that are trying to rectify that problem. Positive anger can only remain positive if it turns into positive action. Anger is anger, and even when it's positive, if it is allowed to sit inside you with nowhere to go, it can be as damaging to you as negative anger. Another way to looking after the soul or spirit is by giving Reiki to others. We spoke previously about how many people learn Reiki as a way to self-heal, but soon afterwards, they feel compelled to heal others. Remember, Qi can become depleted inside of you. When you don't eat well, sleep well, you're stressed, or you have become stuck in a pattern of negative thinking. But your Qi can never be depleted because you chose to give some of your Qi to another person. In fact, the opposite happens. Reiki flows through you, and by demonstrating care for others by giving Reiki, the more your soul benefits and is energized with even more Qi. Ideally, you would be giving Reiki or volunteering for a good cause every day. But of course, this isn't always possible. Instead, aim for at least once a week. Let's quickly recap on the three Reiki pillars. Pillar 1, take care of your body by practicing a form of exercise that utilizes Qi, such as yoga or Tai Chi. Pillar 2, take care of your mind by meditating for at least 10 to 15 minutes per day. Pillar 3, take care of your spirit by giving Reiki to other or volunteering for a cause close to your heart. In the next episode, we'll discover the seven chakras.